Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up.
Welcome, Idulting friends. Today's episode is going to be about making friends as adults. In this episode, we're going to discuss why it's harder to make friends as adults, and we're going to give you some tips to navigate the art of friend making.
Why is making friends harder and different as an adult than when you were a kid? It's a great question. We actually did some research into it, and it turns out there's several reasons why making friends as an adult, especially between 18 and 25, which bridges right across the adulthood range, can feel harder and different compared to your childhood.
There are fewer built-in social environments. What we mean is when you're a kid, you go to school, you're provided with an environment that's constant of peers, the people that are the same age. Oftentimes you're sharing the same activities. So yeah, it's easy. You do the same things. You like the same things. You're the same age. You make friends and you're forced together pretty much every day.
Contrasted by adulthood, where you have to actively seek out environments to meet new people. Workplaces can be one, but not everyone clicks. And those relationships are often tied to the job, and you want to be more careful when you're making friends in your job. Sometimes that's a boundary that's not comfortable to cross.
Plus, when you're an adult, you have less free time and, unfortunately, more responsibilities.
Right. In childhood, think about it. You got playtime. It's unstructured. You're allowed for spontaneous interaction, development with other people. You can go just use your imagination and play, and there were less restraints on it.
But as an adult, you have things like work, continuing education. You have other responsibilities like finances, someday a family. They take up a lot of your time, leaving a lot less room for casual socialization that can, you know, typically lead to friendships.
As we get older, we have increased selectivity and awareness. Think about it. As children, friendships were found. We found our friends easy. We just found out who was around and who liked what we were playing with, and we just did it. We tended to be less guarded and less judgy. We just played.
Right. And as an adult, you become more aware of your values, your interests, what you look for in a friend. You might be more cautious about who you let into your life due to past experiences. And also, you're looking for deeper connections rather than just someone to play with that day.
And there's fear of rejection. That totally changes. As a child, it stings a little bit, but you're not really afraid of it. You're not afraid of anything. You're still invincible. Remember jumping off the couch, the chair, the swing set? You didn't have those fears in you. And as they start to grow in, it makes you more hesitant to initiate new friendships, and there's more self-consciousness involved.
Plus, there's typically logistical challenges. When you're a child, it's easier to see your friends because the kids you are friends with go to school with you, which means they all live nearby. When you're an adult, people move for work, they move for family, they move for a different financial situation. Makes it really hard to maintain friendships when there's long distance involved. We as a society are just not really that good at long distance relationships.
To summarize, yeah, it's easier to make friends as children. It's less on purpose, more spontaneous, more playful, more fun. As adults,
it's work.
It's work, yeah. And all relationships are work to some manner or other. In Jennifer Cohen's work, she describes the transition from school age and college age into the adulting world as the great scattering, which is the big dynamic behind this. That's that loss of that spontaneous friend-making space in life. And she elaborates on techniques on how to intentionally make friends. And we're not taught that. No one ever really discusses with you, oh, by the way, this is going to change. You're going to have to work on this now because frankly, if they did, I'd have no friends.
Making friends as an adult, especially between 18 and 25, can feel really different from when you were in grammar school, middle school, high school, and college. So we're going to give you some ideas on how to possibly build some new friendships.
First, look for shared activities and interests. Look around. If you're in a college environment or even in your local area, you'll be able to find some clubs or groups. You already have something in common, so that's going to draw like-minded people together, speaking to your selectivity. There's clubs out there for books, hiking, board games, photography, Dungeons and Dragons, sports, and more. Websites like Meetup can help you find local groups.
Or you can take a class. If there's something you're interested in that you want to learn a little bit more about, take a class that's a couple weeks long. You'll get to meet people that have similar interests, you know, cooking, pottery, a new language, maybe a go to the gym, a fitness class, anything that puts you in regular contact with others that have similar interests, give you a chance to make new friends.
Volunteer. One of my favorites is volunteering. Give back to the community. It's a great way to meet like-minded people who care about the same cause as you do. And there's so many opportunities. You could just volunteer at the library. You can go to your local senior facility. You could always join your local first aid squad, fire department. Even things like CERT teams out there, that's directly involved in emergency management. So there's tons and tons. Food pantries, social services, plenty of volunteer opportunities in church.
Or you could join a league. Like any type of pretty much recreational team sport, there are teams that will play recreational games in an adult league. You don't have to be, you know, the superstar athlete, but you could go get some exercise, meet some people that like playing that sport. It's a lot of fun.
And when you move a little bit further along the adulting path than your young parents, there's a whole other category of things, the PTA, scouting, things that involve your children, but there's always a side where the parents are involved too. Just go out and ask, where can I help? Can I get involved? And you'll find like-minded parents that are volunteering to be coaches and leaders in those groups too.
You can also reconnect with some old acquaintances. Reach out to people you knew from high school who you were friendly with, friends from college, from previous jobs, see what they're up to, and suggest getting together. Go have a cup of coffee. Go for lunch.
I mention them all the time, but I have friends all the way back from high school that we get together, I wouldn't say regularly, but semi-regularly, and we text and we pick it up just like we left it off.
You could befriend some of your coworkers. If you're in a job, especially an entry-level job, and you're all learning and you're all figuring things out, you have very similar experiences and you get to spend a lot of time with them while you're at your job. So going out on a Friday night for a drink or for a pizza might be a way to become, you know, new friends with your coworkers.
And that, depending on your profession, things like the firehouse and police departments and public safety, your coworkers become friends. Everybody gets close and everybody's got everybody's back. So it depends on that professional background, how tight those groups get.
They become like your family.
They do. You can ask your friends to introduce you to their friends. That'll help you expand your social circle by meeting people that your current friends know.
You can be proactive. Start saying yes more often. Be open to invitations, even if they're for things maybe you wouldn't normally do, because you might meet somebody there who is also in that situation where it's something they wouldn't normally do, but they're being open and spontaneous.
Initiate conversations. Don't be afraid to start a chat with somebody you're just getting to know. You don't have to start with talking about the intimate affairs of your personal life. You can use an opener like, how's the weather? Or do you believe that game last night? Just simple chats with near strangers is one way to do this.
Invite people to hang out. If you're in someone's company, suggest maybe grabbing a coffee or seeing a movie, doing something else together. So if you meet someone somewhere and you seem to hit it off, why not be the person to take the initiative and see if they want to hang out? Could be a brand new friendship.
And be yourself. Don't fake it. Authenticity helps you connect with people who genuinely appreciate you for who you are. And it saves you the energy from having to keep up and act when you see them again in the future.
Right. You know when someone's being sincere and genuine to you. People know it about you too.
Online communities are another resource where you might be able to find some friends. Social media groups, and I know that's a changing landscape, so to speak, like Facebook. I know Facebook is so far gone, and now it's a TikTok, Snapchat. They change all the time, and it seems to go with age groups. But that's definitely a place you can find like-minded people. And I know some young adults today that have friends that they've met physically through Discord servers playing video games.
There are other apps like Bumble BFF, things that are designed for making platonic connections. So if you look online, you will find a ton of things. You can actually search by groups that are interested in things you're interested in. See if, how local it is to you. Take a little drive, go somewhere, go do something, go for a hike, if that's what you like.
Obviously, make sure you're using online safety protocols or whatever it would be called today. Don't go out meeting strangers, please.
Well, you can go out and meet people that you've talked to online. Just don't do it alone.
And make sure somebody else knows your plans too. Just be extra safe. Online forums like Reddit. I've mentioned Reddit before. It has good places you can search all the hobbies and interests. Even lots of general information. It also has places to get advice. You could probably find on Reddit a thread about making friends.
So making friends takes time and effort. Don't be discouraged if it doesn't happen overnight. Keep putting yourself out there and you'll eventually find people that you connect with.
So hopefully these tips help you out a little bit in finding friends and at least give you an understanding about why maybe it feels different now. Why was this so much easier back in elementary school? And why does it feel so hard now? While we're talking about friends, I think we have a little story about someone who was making friends long after they thought they would.
Time for my crazy news feed. So I read an article by Prachi Malik on April 23rd. Blew my mind and I love it. It said, a 14-year-old tossed a message in a bottle into the sea in 1976, and nearly 50 years later, he received the call. So a 14-year-old from Massachusetts went on an outing with his class from school. They whole class put together these message in a bottle with their name and their age and the school they went to. And nearly 50 years later, two brothers that were in the Bahamas found his message in a bottle floating up. So truly, he dropped it in 1976 in Massachusetts, and someone found it in 2025 in the Bahamas. Pretty cool.
That's actually a very, very fun story, and it really amazes me that it made it that far.
Without breaking. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.